Okay. One more step forward, yeah. Difficult sugya, yeah. For a couple of reasons why this is a hard sugya. We'll see. Person has to take out of here some very difficult lessons, which theoretically sound fine, but practically is a void of kasher. If name is Pa Shanim, is the name of Libgosh Zugorim, she's Shichle is Bonom Bapuet, Utoba Bebricha Hapratiche Bebatem. This couple had a swimming pool in their backyard, and their child, their baby, drowned Rahman al Fan in the pool. So you understand, it's not a simple story. You want to meet the parents?
No.
Parents are not going to come speak to you about what happened. You prepare to meet with them? I'm not. What are you going to tell them? Not possible. Send them to me. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm saying not a possible meeting. Yeah. What happened? Shabri chaya patua. Vayelet shayela lo ashkacha. Nichnas l'sham v'lo meisim v'tova. They left the gate open to the swimming pool. Besides the fact that Rachmanistan, they lost the child, but they blamed themselves. It was their negligence. The feeling that they killed the child, Rachmanistan, was very deep. Wasn't easy. So whenever you have a situation, any situation, you have to see what does the Torah say about the situation. We learned that, right? If the mug be ma, what does the Torah say? Gemara in Brochus, in Shabbos, the Lamed Bei Samarale, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Ki Yipul Hanoiful Mimeni, we discussed it many times here. Ki Yipul Hanoiful Mimeni. When the faller will fall from it. Talking about a Gad with a Micah. But the lotion of the Pasuk is interesting. It says, Kiyopol, Kiyopol, Hanoifol Mimeni. When the Yippur, what's a Yippur? The faller. When the faller will fall from it. What do you mean when the faller will fall from it? Reizu Lippo Misheshis Yemei Gracious. The Gemara continues. This person that fell from the roof was already designed to Sheshis Yemei Gracious. Shalon Nofel, because of Koru Neifel. Didn't say he fell, said he had fallen. This faller had fallen. That's a funny way to describe someone falling off the roof. You wanted to describe someone falling off the roof, you'd say the faller was fallen, had fell. You send the guy for therapy. Well, what's the pasuk saying? Okay, so what's pshat in this Gemara? What's pshat in the Pasuk? The Pasuk doesn't make too much sense. We're not sure what the Gemara is saying either. Learned in my Mikan, the Torah mechayeves otanu livnos maika. The Torah mechayeves a person to build a maika. If someone would ask you, you're in a kiruv seminar, someone would say, why do I have to build a maika? You tell him because it's dangerous. Put up a maika so someone doesn't fall off. You have to build a mic because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said you have to build a mic. If you didn't build a mic and someone fell off that roof, it had nothing to do with you not building a mic. That's what the Gemara is telling you. How do you understand that? How do you understand that? Ain't it okay? Hamisa nigzul alav misheshes and mebreshes. Reize lipu misheshes and mebreshes. This guy was destined. He was decreed upon him. He was going to die by falling off a roof. Hamisa nigzul alav misheshes and mebreshes. Ukufisha pirush Rashi shah. Rashi explains there on the post. This, what's going on? This guy was supposed to fall off a roof. So if I built a mic, I didn't build a mic. He was going to fall off my roof at that time at that place. Whatever, I didn't build a mic or not. You have to build a mic because Hashem said so. You didn't build a mic. Him falling off the roof, Mazak Hashuala. When the halachic police come along to give you a summons to come because you tell them what's it going to do with me. Ki yipul a noifel. He's a noifel. He fell already from Shreshis. He never fell now. That's why I fell off the roof. Because in Rosh Hashanah, it's going to fall off the roof. I told you, it's hard. That's an interesting pshat in the Gemara. We have to live with that pshat. We don't think of pshat. Avoid him or tashem. The Torah tells you build a mica because you don't want people falling off your roof. It's dangerous. Someone fell off the roof because you built a mica. That wasn't kosher to you not building a mica. Or maybe it was kosher to you not a mica, but it has nothing to do with you. Okay, let's see what's going on. The Yaisimika. Kaira Deiris Mirosh. The reader of generations from the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yodeh ki nesham hazeh tzrich listalek melayim ve'yogleinu b'shas pleinis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows when this person has to leave this world, a specific time, a specific place. V'dav gal yodeh misa pleinis, shal nefilis miroi shagag. And this guy was his destiny. He was going to die at a certain time, at a certain place, and a certain misa that he needed. But nice of Lakach, Kaira Doris Miroish, your day is you deploying Yisrael with Nias Micah. Hashem also knew that this Jew wasn't going to build a Micah. Hashem knows what's going on. So he knows this guy has to fall off a roof at a certain place in a certain time, and he knows this guy's not going to build a roof and build a Micah. Ah, you have Bechira to build a Micah or not? Yes. You understand that? No, I'll soon point away from you. Understand that. What can I do? The Rambam says we don't understand that, so I'm going with the Rambam. We don't understand Hashem's foreknowledge doesn't take away my Bechira. Hashem knew you weren't going to build a Micah. You can't build a Micah. So where's your Bechira? You have Bechira and Hashem has foreknowledge. Okay? If you want to go into this deeper, take a little text book on Bechira and go learn the Sugya. Okay? Ein kan mokum laharich. You're trying to understand how that works? The Rambam says you can't. Let's see. Not so posh. You said a lot of things there that are close to the truth, but there's problems with everything you say. Hashem doesn't need tools, number one. That's the biggest problem you have.
If you ask who
if Hashem knew what he was going to do, does he have a choice? That's my question. That the Rambam says we can't understand. The Matetz is a whole chapter of this. The Rambam, the Ravid, Kulu, Rishoyim, Achreim all discuss this question. Hashem knows what I'm going to do, so how could I do otherwise? How can my Bechira override Hashem's foreknowledge? Okay, so that's a nice philosophical discussion. You got to El Sameach and Eshetoru, the first 2 days there, they throw this one at you. Okay.
Yeah,
hey. It's close to what we're going to say now. Lobby Duke about close. No, Zakibud. That's Magalgal. That's Magalgal. Schusel de Daizoy. The guy's make a corridor knows that this guy's not going to build a mic. Vasibel is a shlut zuhu of the Shiduze who chayev. Was he a chayev? Because he never built a mic. So he's called chayev. Kloima, Shemais of Klape Shemaya, Einu Nasim Kuroi. He didn't do it by Nomla Mokum, the way he was supposed to. His Chiyuv in Klape Shemaya are a little bit tattered. Machmas Yosef Chayev, now that he has this thing called Chayev on him, because Bolga Magalgal Lepischoy Esa Asona Zeh. So Hashem says, 1 second, I've got to find a roof. If there were no roofs without Micahs, then Hashem has a problem that they'll have to deal with. Hashem looks around and says, 1 second, there's a roof without a Micah. So you know what? Let's take this guy who has to fall off the roof and put him on the roof that doesn't have a Micah. Magal gil chayval yedei chayv. Magal gil chayval yedei chayv. He never built a Micah. He's got a din chayv. So we'll throw the guy off his roof. We'll see. We'll get to the gate to the pool. Then let's learn the klalim and then we'll fly back to our story. One second. The gate to the pool is the Micah. Call oi. Now this is the hard part. This is not poshut, but this is I'm talking about practically. philosophically, I can understand it. Practically, this is a hard thing to deal with. Calls money doesn't do tshuva for not having built a mica. Who killed this guy? The guy didn't build a mica. He's the cause of the death. We just said it's not him, it's going to do it until he does tshuva. In other words, Hashem takes parallel lines and he gets them to touch. Now you know that's impossible. Yeah, you learn basic mathematics, basic realities, parallel lines, by definition can't touch. If they could touch, they wouldn't be parallel. Correct? Hashem makes parallel lines touch. That means the God is a line. The person has to fall off there is a line, and they have nothing to do with each other. The fact that he never made a mic is not why he fell off. He had to fall off that roof because that roof Hashem decided he had to fall off. And nothing to do one with the other. But until the God does tshuva, Hashem makes these parallel touch, and says, you didn't build a mic, your fault that he fell off the roof. You chai for that. Once he does tshuva, the parallel lines, they don't touch anymore. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Pushut, one to the other. That's the principle. Told you, it's a little pushut. Not easy to understand this principle, but that's the principle. Okay. Not a based in Khan Machaivin because it's a drama. It's a drama. He didn't push him off the roof. But he called him to fall over because they had a mic, he wouldn't have fallen off. That's before he does tshuva. After he does tshuva, you could have pulled a 50,000 foot mic, it wouldn't have stopped him falling off the roof. It had nothing to do with you.
No, it's not cause. It's the tool. What is the cause? It's as I want.
Calls the man, he doesn't do tshuva. The Torah says you caused it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before tshuva. After tshuva, it had nothing to do with him. Look at Shalom.
He's going to say that. Then the I was the one that was chosen.
That's Megalgal in Choyval Yadechayev. Let's go through the stage. Kodesh Baruch has a person in the right hand that has to get thrown off a roof on a specific space and a specific time.
Right.
Yeah? Whatever the reason is, whatever this guy needs to die by falling off a roof, that's what Kodesh Baruch decides. Kodesh Baruch knows in his left hand he's holding somebody. He's not going to build a mica. And there's 150 other people who did build micas. Right? And if everybody had built a mic, Hashem would have had to throw him off a roof that had a mic, because he wouldn't have been able to magalgal al yaday chayev, because there's no chayev. But Hashem has a look and says, you know what, I've got a chayev here. So whose roof is he going to fall off? The good guy built the mic or the guy didn't build the mic? Magalgin chayev, chayev al yaday chayev. Hashem says, I'll take this guy who needs to fall off a roof, and I'll put him on the roof, the guy that didn't build the mic. Calls man, the guy doesn't do tshuva. You know why this guy fell off the roof? Because he never built a mic, he's responsible. The minute that has tshuva for not having built a mic, we go back to Sheishas Yemei Breishis, with this guy falling off the roof and your roof and nothing to do with you. Look, Hashem, to you be chlal. Because you're not chayv anymore.
Oh.
Huh?
Let's say 10 people.
Okay, I said it. Okay, good. Okay. Zelo anosei achshav. Now, once again, well, we're trying to understand a principle. Well, you have to know very carefully. When you're learning Torah, you're trying to understand a principle. You have to understand the principle. Then go on a plot and learn it out to all different cases and tushtels and comparisons. I was talking to him. Radovid started first. Why not? He's my one. Because Bo has a computer there. He's got Cheshbonos. I don't know. We don't know. We'll never know. What? And one up, yeah, okay. I'm not saying we can apply this principle. Okay, but we have the principle here. That's the cloud. Okay, we'll use it for what we need it. Other applications, whatever, I don't know, we have to see. But okay, that's a Gemara. He pull a knife for me, man. He raise it, he pull me, shash, it's my brain. Why dafka this roof? Yeah. What if you got five hives? Hashem chose him and not him. Okay, Hashem's got his cheshbonos. The Chochma Elyona decided that for him and not him, and he'll get you back later. Whatever those are, we can't answer those questions. That answers your question. One second, we're in a conversation. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. The Chechmah, the Chochmah, I don't know why I chose him and not him. I don't know. That, that of course, Baruch Hu understands what he's doing. But it's not a choice. It's not the choice of the klal that we've learned here. The klal we've learned here is the klal, and it works. Why Hashem chose him and not him? Why was Megalgal this? Chayv al yaday, that chayv? Okay. Yes.
At the end of the day, Hashem chose him.
And so?
Therefore, he's the one that's Messiah. He's the one that, I don't know.
He's what?
He's Messiah for this Misa, for sure.
Until he does tshuva, it's his fault, 100%. And once he's done tshuva, it's got nothing to do with him. That's what we're going to say. That's what we've said. That's Vosh state. For Vosh the state, you should know better than not to ask those kind of questions now. I'm trying to learn Shatina the Gemara. That's all. That's what the Gemara says. Why? Because that's what the Chochmah El Yoyne decreed. Okay. Let's try. Let's be at that worrying, but yes, I told you it's a kashe. And very dangerous as well. It's very dangerous because you can start thinking, I don't know if it's true, because they don't just, I've seen books that on very posh of a people's shelves. If they're on your shelves, you should take them and put them in shamers. If you want a hetzer to burn them, I'll get you a hetzer to burn them as well. I don't want to be controversial, so I'm not saying any more than that. That the nekuda that comes out from there is bordering on. Well, since that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted in the first place, that was supposed to happen when it was looking for life, I don't have to do tshuva. No. You were given 630 mitzvahs, you have to do tshuva. No, the guy was supposed to die anyway, so I shot him, looking for life. He was supposed to get a bullet in the head. I was just doing the shlichus of Hashem, I need paro. I'm doing paro, I was doing what paro was doing. Yo, paro didn't have a happy ending. Had he done tshuva, things might have been different, but he didn't. That's a fine line here. You're responsible for what you're responsible for. The consequences? The Kosh Bochus got his own cheshbonus, what's going on, it has nothing to do with you. And we saw that right at the end of Chelek Aleph, Hanogas HaMishpat, Hanogas HaYochid. Maybe when we finish here, we'll go back and just do a chazorah on that, so that we don't get confused by the picolsis that's flying around in the air on this Nukuda. We'll come back to this, for sure. I think that's a good idea, yeah? Do some chazorah in Hanogas HaYichud, Hanogas Mishpat. Remember we did that? Yeah, we need to do some chazorah. Okay. Reish Nun Aleph. Let's go weiter. Nazbeis advarim b'yesa ha'chov. Let's understand this a bit more. The kol neshama muyad tafkid miyuchad. I think we all agree, every neshama is put in this world for a specific job. Shavuro inishloch lo'ilam hazeh. Beten latafkid zeh. In order to fulfill this tafkid, nitna lo mispa shanot chai ba'ilam hazeh. He's given a certain amount of time in this world. You've got a job of work to do, Hashem says, and locked you up. It's going to take you 3 years, it's going to take you 20 years, 120 years. He gets given an allocation. There's nothing in the world, there's no one in the world that can extend the life of that neshama in this world. The kashas, yeah, why do people brochas for riches yomim? If his life set up, what is it? Well, he's all going and giving people brochas for. Okay, so we have to understand there are certain things that can change that. Shorten it, lengthen it. But in klal, in principle, what we're saying is he gets his allocation, that's his love. Who knows for sure what the tafkid of this neshama is? That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Madur nishlach loylam, why is ya, umah letaken, what is to metaken, only Hashem knows. Behetem lakach, kol ha'pratim tzfui mirosh, in accordance with this tafkid and all the deeds of this tafkid, all the details that he needs are understood in the beginning. Ve'ezah yom, ve'ezah shah, yistalek meloylam, what day and what time he's going to leave the world, v'gam ezah oifen hitamuz, how he's going to die, everything's worked out before. If it's going to be a natural death, what do we need a son of Tokyo for if it's already decided from Shesh to my braces? could save a lot of time on Rosh Hashanah when people go home early. You imagine not saying a ton of kot tokef because of this. Mama Kareh, what are you talking about? Why am I davening for panos every day? Why am I davening for health? What's going on here? No, if this is correct, then nothing we do is understandable. Okay. Well, we'll make the question clear. What are you giving a person? You should have arichas yomi. You can have arichas yomi. You can have arichas yomi. Klal Yisrael just talks nonsense. If Klal Yisrael give brochas, there's a reason for that. If you can change it, then what he's saying you can't. Okay, I'm saying based on what he said, yeah, now out of this comes a whole lot of kashas. Okay, so, I'm not the first person to deal with these kashas. These are gemaras, these are big sugyas. If you know that your panosa comes with Rosh Hashanah, that's the beginning of betocha. Yeah, beginning of betocha, you're going to work to make the shtadlis, because anyway, your panosa decided there's nothing you can do to make more money. No one can take away your money for nothing. So, why do you love panosa? There's not just a kasha, yeah. There's a stomach kasha. There's a big sugi. Why are you doubling for panosa? You can't change your panosa. Please give me panosa. Hashem says, what are you talking about? Rosh Hashanah, didn't you hear me giving you your budget for the year? What are you hacking me every day? You come out every day, you're hacking me panosa. But I told you, it's in the bank. I already did the transfer. I said, please do the transfer. And I did the transfer. And you find up a donor, he says, yeah, I'll send the money. You look in your bank account there, it's in the money. The money's in the bank account. You find it up, says, please send the money. He says, I sent the money. You find it back the next day, please send the money. And I said, what are you doing? I said, well, yeah. Okay, fine. So you're just on a roll. Once you get into kashas, I thrive on kashas. Okay, may I find you, Thomas, your empty years on Mr. Tevis or Khalil and Mrs. Mushuna. This warning in the Torah to fill the Micah, what's behind it? This person who was commanded to build the Micah, the debt has nothing to do with it. What is it? You have to build the Micah so that Hashem's not Megalgal the Chayv to your door. Don't be a Chayv, be a Zakar. That's all. Ulam kamu, ein lo hashpal etzim ha'yirua she'ir yaladim she'nizko. He doesn't have any hashpal, any influence on the etzim ma'isa that happened. Hashem takes his parallel lines and puts them together. You have to build the Micah, you did it. You Chayv. So I'm going to give you some tzoros. Yeah, they'll fall off your roof. You know, the police will come down. Okay, yeah, you're gonna get tzoros. You're a chayv. The same as the guy in the forest when he's chopping wood with an axe, and the axe flies off and it kills the guy in the forest. The guy, yeah, he faces my branches. But Hashem saw you were gonna chop wood in the forest negligently. You didn't check that the things on tight. You didn't look around and see what was going. Into galus, because you killed somebody. No, because that guy was gonna die anyway, because you didn't listen to the Torah. You were negligent. You didn't do tshuva for that? You killed the guy. You did do tshuva, nothing to do with you. That's not easy for us to get up there. Let's stop here, because it's late. I'll tell you a quick story. You know the Maisa. If you want a brain twister around this subject, just to challenge you a little bit. Shlomo Melech was walking in the Shuk one day and he met the Malach HaMavos. The Gemara, Malach HaMavos was very down. So Shlomo Melech said to him, why are you so down? I think the Gemara said, Yalkut, Malo Zochet. Why are you so miserable? He says, I came to this world to get two people to take in a shomer, and they have to die in a certain place, and I can't get them there. They can't die. They have to be in a certain place to die. I can't get them there. So Shlomo Melech went. He asked him who they were. So the Malach HaMavos told him, three friends of Shlomo Melech. So Shlomo Melech ran to them quickly, gave them two of his fastest horses. Shlomo Melech had a whole stable, and he said to them, go quickly to the city of Luz. The city of Luz was a place where if you lived there, you couldn't die. It was exempt from the Eitzadas Tovera because they gave people directions. When Klal Yisrael came to Israel, they pointed out where to go. They got a Rishus Yom and they never died. If somebody asks you directions, remember. Or somebody there. Get in your car, take him where he's going. This was the city of Luz. Anyway, that was the end of the story. The guy's got an horse and went off to Luz. Next day, Shlomo Melech comes to the Malach HaMavis and he's ecstatically happy. Shlomo says, what happened? He says, I was waiting those for Neshamas to arrive at the gates of Luz because that's where they were destined to die. And yesterday they arrived. Shlomo Melech caused their death. Shlomo Melech, trying to save their lives, caused their death. What's going on? Yeah, Bechira, what was going on? Plenty buckets of ink spilled from that Gemara. Well, that's the conundrum. Before that, something to do, didn't have something to do with the way our lives weave through and a Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashgach with our lives. There's a super modern subach. Trying to make it simple. Parallel lines that touch before you the tshuva, after the tshuva has got nothing to do with you. Someone's drowning in a river. He has to drown or be saved. Whatever the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to change my prayers, can happen to this guy, can happen to this guy. No questions. But there's a person that says, you didn't jump in and save him. But you knew that even if you jumped in and saved him, he was going to drown. You're a murderer. You're Shefech Dom. You're Samuel Adam Recho. You're just Shuva. He's got drowning nothing to do with you. He was going to drown from Sheshit Mabreshi Suri. Okay.